The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite my friend, if she's she going to come? I don't want to terrify the poor thing. I don't have peanut butter cups. See, that's the thing. That's the secret. There we are. Do you know what this is? It's a boomerang. And these are so fun. But do you know how to throw a boomerang? Guess what? I didn't for a long time either. All right? Because a boomerang is one of these toys where you're supposed to be able to almost play catch by yourself. I don't need someone on the other end because a boomerang is supposed to fly back. All right? But it takes a lot of practice. A lot. All right? Because if you try to throw it like this, it doesn't work, right? You throw it like that. But you know what happens? A lot of time it goes and it lands and I got to go chase after it. And then you try it again and it lands and I got to chase after it. So it takes a lot of practice to do a boomerang correctly, all right? Prayer. When we talk to God, right? That doesn't take anywhere near as much practice as a boomerang. You can pray anytime at all. You can say, thanks God, and that's a prayer. You can say, help me Lord, and that's a prayer. You can say, come Lord Jesus, be our guest, and that's a prayer. You can say, now I lay me down to sleep, and that's a prayer. There are so many ways that you can pray. So instead of having to practice a lot, you get to pray a lot. God is ready to listen to you anytime, all the time, whenever. I want you to remember that. Yes, it can take a lot of practice to throw a boomerang, but it takes almost no practice to talk to God, and He wants to listen. Let's pray right now. Gracious, holy, and good God, we give you thanks for listening to us, for paying attention to us, for helping us, for healing us, and granting us your life. Be with us this day. Amen. Thanks for coming.